Next patient is Lisa Cicieri. Cicieri is C-E-C-E-R-E. C-E-C-E-R-E. See as in cat. Lisa, L-I-S-A. Date of birth is 1-20-1960. And date of visit is 8-1. Let's say 8-1-23. This patient is coming in for needle biopsy of a lung mass. Please make a copy of the notes to Jenna Medical Group, Dr. David Yoon, M.D. Yoon, Y-O-O-N, M.D. Next, next paragraph, chief complaint is right upper lung mass. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 63-year-old female, known smoker for over 40 years. Has been experiencing some shortness of breath, chest tightness, and cough, and was sent for a CT of the chest on June 22nd, 23 period. The chest CT showed a 4.5 by 5.3 centimeter mass in the posterior aspect of the right upper lobe, concerning for primary malignancy. There were also prominent lymph nodes in the mediastinal and in the precarinal region, measuring 1.2 centimeter. The patient was then sent for a PET CT on 7/14/23. The PET CT showed a hypermetabolic lobulated mass, 4.9 by 5.5 centimeter in the right upper lobe. Right upper lobe, with a SUV of 14. The patient also had other smaller nodules. In the superior right upper lobe, and a 9 millimeter nodule opacity in the left lower lobe, and a new hypermetabolic nodule 1.1 centimeter in the left lower lobe. The patient also had mildly enlarged mediastinal lymph nodes. The patient has a cough. She has no shortness of breath, no chest pains, no weight loss. Denies fever, chills, night sweats, or mapitis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hyperlipidemia and history for chest tightness. She has no shortness of breath at rest, no chest pains, no mattresses. The next paragraph, past history includes history of cholecystectomy. And history of COPD. She has anxiety, and she has hyperlipidemia. Next, period have allergies, none listed. Next, habits of patients smoke. One pack per day for over 48 years. No significant alcohol. So what's cleaning homes? Next, family history. Mother died of old age. Father died of a stroke. Mother died of a stroke. Father died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has wheezing. There's no abdominal pains. Denies any chest or jaw pain. No. Map disease, fevers. No urinary frequency dysuria. No headache, seizures, or memory loss. Next, physical exam. This average adult, middle-aged white female, has no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 66, respiration is 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 142, saturation 87. HE and norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expiration. Heart symptoms are regular, S1, S2, no MAMA, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No lesions, no edema. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions added. Next, impression number 1, right lung mass etiology to be determined. Number 2 is mediastinal adenopathy. Number 3 is peripheral neuropathy. Number 4 is history of chronic bronchitis. And next paragraph, plant patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She will also be sent for a CT-guided needle biopsy of the left lung mass. And the follow-up will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Yoon, MD.